some of these questions to Peter Blake, who's Director of Service Operations at TfL. There's clearly a loophole, a very wide and open loophole. What are you going to do about it, Mr. Blake?
Yes, good morning, Nick. What I would like to say is, essentially, what you've done is highlighted an issue that relates to drivers, vehicles and operators being licensed separately, which is the current legal requirements that we go through. What your reporter has done has attempted an illegal activity. So he's taken a vehicle, he's put it on the side of the road, and people have walked up and attempted to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And had he undertaken that journey, it would have been a criminal offence.
Mm-hmm. But it's only the paperwork that your agency didn't pick up that got him in that position.
No, and if let me finish, this is quite important. It would have been a criminal offence had the driver been licensed and had that vehicle had hire and reward insurance, right. It still would have been a criminal offence. So,
but why wasn't it stopped at the Heston, at whatever that agency is called? Why wasn't he rumbled there?
Well, the reason it's a criminal offence.
No. Can we come back to my? No, we'll take your point in a minute. But why wasn't he stopped? Why was he even in a position to park up by the bank?
Well, he was in a position because the legislation licenses operators, drivers and vehicles separately. However, for the booking to be legal, then a member of the general public, the people that you've chatted to in your interview, they need to approach a registered private hire operator. They need to book in advance. The vehicle and the driver then need to be licensed by TfL. If any of those links aren't in place, then it is a legal activity.
Okay, right. I hear you. What about the fact that your agency, TfL, allowed him to have this medallion, effectively?
Well, the Transport for London have applied the legislation as it exists. So
anybody can turn up with the wrong logbook, the wrong document, with a car that's been loaned to them, and they'll all walk out with these medallions, will they?
Well, I'm not sure that the suggestion was it was the wrong logbook. It was a logbook for the vehicle.
Sorry, what
I heard. So the
insurance. But not in his name. Not in his name, and no insurance. What the hell is going on up at Heston?
The insurance would have been in place. It would not have been hire and reward insurance.
Yes.
Hire and reward insurance would have been the insurance required to transfer.
Are you not going to accept that this has been a failure in your systems? I appreciate your pointing the finger at the fact that it was an illegal act. That's why, as I'm sure you listened carefully, we didn't drive anybody anywhere. They all got in a licensed black taxi and were taken home. Hopefully we paid the fare. I've no idea. So let's come back to the genesis of the story, the ease with which Theo Usher would breeze past your agency. What are you going to do about it?
I don't think anybody breezed past the agency, Nick. If there was a willful attempt to try and break the law or to demonstrate that the law can be broken, then no amount of regulation can resolve that.
So you can't solve Mr. Usherwood arriving at one of your test centres, I think at Heston, with someone else's car, someone else's logbook, someone else's MOT, no proper insurance, and you're telling me LBC is to blame here?
No, I'm not saying anyone's to blame.
So what are you going to do about this?
So what I'm trying to do is to explain the process that exists at the moment. What you also are aware of is that we regularly try and talk to members of the public through our Safer Travel at Night campaign, Cabwise campaign.
No. Okay, that's all very valid. Attention. Let's try again. What are you going to do about the ease with which Mr. Usherwood arrived with someone else's car, someone else's logbook, someone else's MOT, and no proper insurance, and just was eased through and given that yellow sticker?
There was no proper insurance, was it? There was insurance on the vehicle.
Well, not suitable to give him the yellow sticker.
Not suitable to transport people, which goes back to my point around the current legislation.
So could I come up then, this afternoon and get a yellow sticker and not pay the congestion charge? Because my insurance obviously covers me, not for hire and reward.
Well, no, in terms of congestion charging, as you're aware...
So I can come up this afternoon if I can get an appointment. Everybody who ever comes in the city, as long as they've got insurance, not hire and reward, they can all have one of these yellow stickers.
We have compliance and enforcement officers out on the ground.
No, never mind that. Let's go to Heston. I arrive with my own car, my own logbook, my own MOT, and my own regular insurance, non-hire, and I'll get a yellow sticker.
If it meets the requirements laid down...
Well, what's the point of this, then? What's the point of the yellow stickers? Everybody can get one.
Well, because The issue is that you can only pre-book a
No, never mind that. It's a great way of me saving £11.50 every day, isn't it?
No, what I was trying to say when I was mentioning compliance and enforcement officers was that we regularly do spot checks.
But why don't you do the checks at the other end of the process? Why don't you stop them getting on the street by asking to actually check that the name, the logbook, tallies with the logbook and the insurance and everything else?
But you just said that the logbook was a valid logbook.
Yeah.
And the insurance was in place. And the
but not in his name.
The vehicle was legally able to go on the road. I think your report said that made clear that he took a document that demonstrated he had authorization to take the vehicle forward. So the vehicle was appropriately licensed. What we have to get across...
I am staggered. I am staggered that instead of saying, whoops, we've got a problem, we need to look into this... You are seeking, respectfully, to wriggle through this by saying, oh, it did have insurance. I know it had insurance, but not insurance to drive people around. And you're giving out medallions or stickers or whatever you want to call them to people. Clearly, you just have to pay the congestion charge. What a con!
No,
why don't you just take it on the chin and stop trying to go after Theo Usherwood and LBC?
I'm not trying to go after anybody. What I'm trying to do is to outline the position as it exists. We undertake compliance and enforcement, both in terms of the congestion zone, but also in terms of people being approached or people going...
Do you honestly think, lastly, your people that you work for at TfL, do you think they have any confidence in your system now as a result of this report? Honestly, Mr. Blake?
What I think your listeners want to be mindful of is that approaching a vehicle...
I know, but they all do it, don't they? Of course that's what they should do, but they come out on a Friday night, a girl just wants to get home, a bloke just wants to... Of course they shouldn't be doing it, but they do it. You're aware of that. That's where your agency comes in and should take the most basic precautions to ensure that people aren't driving around without insurance.
And we ensure that the vehicles are linked to drivers and operators through the process. We have compliance officers on board, and we continue through our promotional campaigns to explain to people, please don't get into a vehicle that's not pre-booked. It isn't safe, you will not be insured, and you are putting yourselves in danger. You're effectively getting into a vehicle with a stranger. And that is the key point in all of this that we need to try and get across to your listeners and to wider members of the general public.
And do you recognise this figure that was given to me by a caller, 80% increase in sex crimes in minicabs in the last 12 months?
No, I don't recognise that figure. Right. Previous years have gone down. Okay. And what we've gone in terms of the number of arrests for touting increased in the last 12 months. So
why don't you just have every minicab company insure all its vehicles?
Well, that's part of the sort of regulations review that we've undertaken over the last 12 months. I mean,
just make it happen. Just tell Boris Johnson or whoever's going to be there. Look, we've solved it. Every company has to insure its vehicles. End of.
That wouldn't have solved the problem that you've highlighted here.
Thank you for coming on. Peter Blake is Director of Service Operations at TfL. We are a little bit late. Coming up after the news headlines...